you want to state your name, just your name.
Gaylord D. Paulson. I live at 2677 Meadow Creek Circle, Fargo, North Dakota, 58104.
Mr. Paulson, where were you born?
I was born in Castlewood, South Dakota, which is a small town in eastern South Dakota down by Watertown.
How big a town was that?
Well, I really don't know. I suppose 200, 300, 300, 400. Living now, Christian Paulson and Evelyn Paulson, and they lived in western South Dakota in Haakon County near Phillip, South Dakota.
And what did they do?
Farmers, ranchers.
Where did you go to high school?
Where did I go to high school? In Phillip, South Dakota, which is between Rapid City and Pierre.
Did you go on to college?
Well, after I was in the military, I went to bachelor's and PhD.
Okay. What did you do prior to entering the military?
I was in high school. Okay. And then I worked a variety of... I graduated high school in 1955, so that was, I suppose, May or June. I worked at the home ranch, and I worked for neighboring ranches, and I worked construction. I worked on oil wells and a variety of things, and then I went into the military, went into the Army in January or February of 1956.
Were you drafted?
I volunteered for the draft because I knew I would be drafted, and I didn't have the money to go to college, so I volunteered for the draft to get it over with. Yeah.
What branch of the service did you serve in?
In the Army, yeah.
What was your military training like?
Well, what kind of training did I take? Well,
where did they send you for training?
First of all, I went to Arkansas. That was just for induction. Then I immediately went to Fort Carson, Colorado. And that would have been, I suppose, February of 1956. There I took infantry training for 2 or 3 months, whatever that was. And then after that, I took artillery training in 105 howitzers at Fort Carson, Colorado.
Any special memories of training?
Well, not particularly. I mean, it's probably what any person in the military would experience. I mean, you go through the basic training, and then we went through advanced training, and in our case, the whole division was to be sent to Germany. So we took artillery training, and then I think we took what they call advanced artillery training, unit training, and we did that through the basic starting in February, and then right after that, artillery training, and then after that, advanced artillery training. And that all ended, I suppose, July or August of 1956. And then we went to Germany. The whole unit went to Germany.
What did you do in Germany?
I was in what they call a combat-ready organization, the division, 8th Division I was in. And our division was then, during the Cold War, of course, and we were what I think they called it TONE, and I'm not even sure what that stood for. But basically, it stood for a division that was combat ready. In other words, if a war started, we were supposed to be trained to immediately go into action. And so when we were in Germany, we were constantly going on maneuvers, on alerts, you know, and we would go to camps, special camps, and we'd fire the artillery and all of that, but we were on maneuvers quite a bit. I don't know, 10-20% of the time we were on maneuvers, or, you know, road marches, practicing war games, if you will.
Tell us about some of the people you met during your time in the military. Any buddies, stories?
Well, yes, good friends. So I was with the same people for 2 years. There were people from all over the U.S., most, maybe not every state in the Union, but nearly. We took our basic training together, our advanced basic training together, we took our advanced unit training together, and then all of the same people, or basically, with some exceptions, the same people stayed together, and we went to Germany and we remained as a battery in a field artillery battalion. So the same guys I was with for 2 years, so of course you made good friends.
Do you still talk to any of them today?
Yes, we've had two reunions, and yeah, I talk to them not on a daily basis, but we still Christmas cards. We've had two reunions, and so we talk back and forth. I've talked to quite a few of them on the telephone, and of course, when we had reunions, you know, there was talk about that.
How did you feel about leaving the military?
Well, I was glad to get out. I mean, not to leave some of the people I knew, but no, I didn't care for the military. I mean, I never went in with the intention of making a career. I went in because I knew that I would be drafted, and I knew, therefore, the sooner I got it over with, the better, and then I could get on with my life. So, I don't regret being in the military, but I had no intention of staying in.
Yeah.
It wasn't my idea of you know, a life career, no.
What did you do after you left the military? Is that when you went on to college?
Then I went to South Dakota State, got my bachelor's degree, and then I went to the University of Wisconsin, got my master's and PhD in biochemistry.
Did you teach?
No, I did research.
Research.
For 31 years for the Department of Agriculture, Agriculture Research Service in the Department of Agriculture. Yeah.
And where was that?
In Fargo here.
Fargo. Do you have any final thoughts about what you went through while serving your country in Germany?
Well, not really. I mean, it was part of the scene, being relatively poor, that I knew where I was from, I was going to be drafted, and it was in those days considered by some people, at least, it was a patriotic thing to do, and I did. Was that my motivation for going in? In part, but probably mostly because that I knew that I was going to have to serve, and that's just the way it was. The people who had money at that time could go to college right out of high school, and therefore most of them could avoid being in the military. I didn't have the money to go to college, or at least I didn't think I did, so that's the way it was, and I went in and put in my time, and do I regret it? No. I guess I'm proud that I did, but I'd had no intention of making a career out of it.
Mr. Paulson, how would you like to be remembered?
As it relates to the military, or?
No, just in general, and any way you want to look at it. When it's all said and done, how do you want to be remembered?
Well, I suppose, everybody wants the same thing. They want to be remembered as done something useful and being honest and straightforward and all those nice words that they usually say at funerals, whether they're true or not. So, I mean, I'm no different. I mean, I suppose one word would be kind of hard to put it. I mean, I suppose you could say I tried, you know, got something done. You know, there's no simple answer to that. I mean, you would want, everybody wants to be known as a good guy or a good lady, as the case may be. So I guess I'm no different, yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.